Unit test. Look at the pictures while listening and choose the best description. Number 1.
A. The woman is reading a newspaper. B. The woman is reading a book. C. The woman is looking out the window. D. The woman is sleeping by the window.
Number 2.
A. The boy is painting the wall. B. The boy is looking up a dictionary. C. The boy is writing something. D. The boy is sitting on a bench.
Listen and choose the best response. Number 3.
Have you read any other Mark Twain novels?
A. The novel was written by Mark Twain. B. Yes, I have. C. That's wonderful. D. Reading novels is fun.
Number 4.
Can you be more specific?
A. No. He is a very special person. B. Okay. I will tell you the details. C. There are many species living in the jungle. D. The more you want, the more you lose.
Number 5.
I'm writing in my diary. Don't look.
A. Don't worry. I won't. B. That's not true. C. Why do that? D. I can't believe it.
Number 6.
Did you learn anything from her diary?
A. There are other reasons for keeping a diary as well. B. I suppose there might be more to it. C. Yes, I have. So what? D. I learned how she grew up.
Listen and answer each question. Number 7.
Have you ever read Anne Frank, The Diary of a Young Girl?
No, I haven't. But I know the book is a girl's diary during World War II.
Yes, not only is it moving, but it also gives a vivid description about those times and circumstances. Why don't you read it?
Well, I'm not sure, because I don't like reading. I'd rather watch a movie based on the book.
Number 8. Today, let's talk about diaries. Do you know what a diary is?
Sure.
Well, what do you think about keeping a diary?
I believe it's a valuable activity. A diary can be a record of events or of history, in my opinion. Besides, I can write my impression about books, movies, or performances I watched.
Right. It's very meaningful to express how you feel. Number 9.
What's wrong? You look upset.
Leave me alone. I don't want to talk.
Come on, tell me your problem and I will try to help you.
I found somebody peeking at my diary.
Number 10. Wow, it's a Mark Twain book. I like him very much.
Really? Then are you reading The Adventures of Tom Sawyer?
No, I've already read it. I'm reading The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Is it interesting?
Yes, if you read it, you'll love it.
Okay, could you lend it to me after you finish reading it?
Sure. Listen and answer the following questions. Numbers 11, 12, and 13. What are you reading?
I'm reading The Shell Seekers.
What is it about?
It's about a family who live in Cornwall.
Who wrote it?
It was written by Rosamundi Pilcher.
Would you tell me more about it?
Sure. The Shell Seekers tells a story of the Keeling family and of the passions and heartbreak that have held them together for three generations. The family centers around Penelope, and it is her love, courage, and sense of values that determine the course of all their lives.
Okay, don't tell me any more. I think it will be an interesting story, so I'd like to read it myself. Numbers 14, 15, and 16.
It seems you can hardly open a book these days without someone mentioning to you that they've read that title in a reading group. From small groups that gather in living rooms and libraries to the millions who tune in to find out Oprah's picks each month, reading groups are everywhere. So now you think you'd like to start your own reading group, but aren't quite sure how to begin? The easiest way to start a reading group is to phone a friend. Call or email one or two friends who share your love of books and suggest you read one together. Pick a book you think you'll all enjoy and set up a date to discuss it. If each of you brings a friend to the next meeting, soon you'll have a regular group going.